talking about the vinegar custard?
She made it with something like egg custard. Mm-hmm. And she may have, and I guess she used eggs in it. I don't remember. Then she made what she called buttermilk pie. And these two, she put a crust on top of them. Wasn't like most of the time when you cook an egg custard. You don't put no topping on it, you know.
That's right, uh-huh.
That you put what the little boys said, cave slobber, that egg beat up.
Ooh.
Roasted.
That's not very nice.
Oh, we used to call things like that. You don't know how country folks live.
No, well, I don't. I've never lived in the country.
Well, try it sometime.
Mm-hmm. I think I really would. It's so nice up here.
You know what? I eat a good deal now.
What?
And I, little boy said, I just really love it. You know, you're supposed to like it, but I love it. Mm-hmm. This streaked meat that a lot of people buys, mm-hmm. make chunks out of, boil things with, and mm-hmm. then you can have it sliced.
Yeah.
I like to slice that and make up a batter with flour and eggs mm-hmm. and milk. Mm-hmm. And make it stiff enough to dip this fat meat in it. Mm-hmm. And get it coated on both sides and drop it in your skillet and fry it.
You were just about to say why women don't shout anymore?
Well, one reason, they, when they get happy or get emotional disturbed and they want to holler and shout, they'll jump out there and the first thing you know, the wig drops off over the floor and it looked like a polecat or something laying over there. Then the next thing, they'd get hot, the sweat would run down and get this blacking around the eyes. And the eyelashes come off with that. That drop over on the seat. It looked like a black widow spider. And on two of them, you take they wear such tight girdles and things, about two or three jumps, and she'd be out of breath. Mm-hmm. Another thing, they wear heels high till they break her ankle. And all that. You take the, really, the women used to, that had in a notion or that they would shout or get happy, they'd come prepared. They'd have the hair fixed right.
Yeah.
They'd wear dresses loose enough till they could breathe in it, mm-hmm. and flat shoes. Mm-hmm. So you don't find that women wearing stuff like that anymore, mm-hmm. except around the house.
So they can yell at their husband then.
Kind of like the Doris was, my wife. She'd get up in her house coat and everything, and Lexi, my Alma, he's my baby boy. I've got a girl younger than she is. One morning he asked her, said, that's his stepmother, said, Ducky, ain't you got no dress to put on? So all that's in that. If you have a chance to read one of those before you leave.
Yeah, that sounds like interesting. You were talking about the streaked meat, mm-hmm. cooking it in a batter.
Put it in the batter and fry it till it's crusty.
Mm-hmm.
And take it out and drain the grease from it. If I've got a biscuit, I like it for it to be in that. But loaf bread is kind of soft. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of hamburger buns with this. And mm-hmm. I ate one for breakfast this morning. Oh. For breakfast, cup of coffee. A glass of orange juice, a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm. How do you drink your coffee?
I don't know how you mean, but
I mean, what do you like in it?
All right, now you asked me a funny question. I never liked coffee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But I've tried to learn to like it and do enjoy it some now. I put the first thing now,